This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Underscoring the need for public service to keep pace with the rapidly transforming world, the Prime Minister highlighted that India is advancing swiftly amidst fast-changing global systems and must continuously update its governance machinery. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message yesterday while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptaha 2026. The Prime Minister highlighted that improving the ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptaha started from yesterday. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Parliament has passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after Lok Sabha approved it yesterday with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill provides for 50% of posts in the CAPFs to be filled by a deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts to be filled by a deputation in the rank of Additional Director General, and all posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by a deputation only. The Parliament has passed a Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. The legislation amends certain enactments of decriminalizing and rationalizing offences to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of the outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through decriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted in drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in Parliament. Meanwhile, the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026 is passed in the Parliament after Rajya Sabha approved it with a voice vote yesterday. Campaigning has gained momentum for assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday joined a roadshow in Kolkata in support of party's candidates from Bhavanipur, Rash Bihari, Baligunj and Chaurangi assembly constituencies. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah stated that the lives of the people of West Bengal have become nightmares due to corruption, lack of security for women, infiltration and subsequent demographic changes. Mr. Shah arrived in Assam yesterday on a two-day visit to campaign for NDA candidates ahead of the assembly elections. Addressing a poll rally in the Kaliaburg constituency of Nagaon district, Mr. Shah criticized the Congress party for neglecting Assam during its tenure. Addressing a poll rally at Bokajan and Karbi Anglong district, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said the Indian National Congress believes in decentralization of power. In Puducherry, prominent star campaigners and national leaders from various political parties engaging in roadshows, public meetings and outreach activities to seek votes for their candidates. In Kerala, LDF and UDF released their election manifestos yesterday. NDA has released their manifesto earlier. The government has refuted a video circulating on the internet claiming that the students at Miranda House are protesting against the hostel authorities regarding food shortage due to the LPG crisis amid the West Asia war. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau clarified that the claim is misleading. It clarified that the hostel kitchen has PNG connection and there is no LPG crisis in the college premises. In Indian Premier League cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.